You and your dog are a team. Fuel is best in the field and in life with Purina Pro Plan Sport. Made for hardworking dogs of all ages, every sport formula starts with real meat as the number one ingredient and is specifically formulated to support strength and stamina. Try it today and see why Pro Plan is the official dog food of Ducks Unlimited. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Welcome to the Ducks Unlimited podcast, the only podcast about all things waterfowl. From hunting insights to science-based discussions about ducks, geese, and issues affecting waterfowl and wetlands conservation in North America, we bring the resource to you. The DU Podcast with your host, Chris Jennings.
Joining me on the show today, I have George Thompson, the Director of Product Management for Benelli USA. George, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, you know, George came on way earlier in season three and really one of our first guests in September of this season and to talk about Benelli's new best treatment. And it was one of our first chances to really focus in on gear and products. And we got a bunch of feedback that our audience really is into gear and products and to, you know, be more in depth. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get a whole lot going this season. I know that this time of year, it's SHOT Show. New products are coming out. I wanted to bring George on to introduce some new products from Benelli USA. But first, George, you live out there, Maryland's Eastern Shore, or you're from out there anyway. How was your duck season out on the East Coast?
You know, it's been pretty tough, Chris. I'm actually on the western shore of the Chesapeake Bay. Some of our guys do live over on the eastern shore. By boat, it takes, 20 minutes to get there, by car, 3 hours. But I've hunted on both sides, chasing sea ducks. It's been pretty tough this year. You know, sea ducks in general are pretty tough to go after. They don't like decoying too much, and it's hard to get them down. And once you do, you got to get on them quick. But, I haven't been a ton of birds around this year, really. It hasn't really gotten cold. I think that's happening all across the country. The birds just never really moved. So it's been a bit of a struggle. And it's been even tougher for me, because I don't want to, sound too goody two shoes or anything, but I typically have the luxury of doing a lot of traveling and hunting in some really cool places. With this COVID situation, I haven't really been traveling at all and just staying here on the public lands and doing some sea ducking.
It's funny that you say that. I've heard that from so many other people out on the East Coast. But the weird part about it is I have the same conversation with people in Indiana, Missouri, and now even, this week, California. You know, guys are like, man, the birds just aren't doing anything. It's just tough, And it's like, it's weird that it's all across the country. Sometimes we have variations in weather systems that hit at different times. And man, this year, it's the same old story. So yeah, sorry to hear that. But, I guess the good news on the whole side of this is you've probably been busy at work and haven't had time to duck hunt a whole lot with all the new and exciting products coming out from Benelli.
That's true, Chris. We have been very busy working on the new products, but because I'm working from home so much, I could have had more time to hunt this year than in many of the past. It is kind of ironic that many of us are trapped at home and potentially finding more free time because we're not commuting or what have you. And the season's kind of been pretty poor. So it's a little ironic, but to your question, yeah, we've been quite busy at Benelli USA. We've had to adapt a lot of our processes, because we are all working from home and doing things virtually, which has been interesting and challenging. But at the same time, I think there's been some benefits in it because, instead of having to get everybody together for a meeting and doing it face to face, you can just push a button and you kind of have everybody there.
Yeah.
So, it has led to some challenges, but the overall development has been great. And we've got some really cool stuff coming out this year.
2 years ago at SHOT Show, I believe it's 2 years, maybe three, you guys came out with the SB3.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the exciting discussion, which we did the podcast, kind of the focus of the last podcast was the best treatment, which is really cool. Big fan here of the best treatment. But now, you know, the exciting kind of front runner here is an SVE3 3-inch, but in 12 and 20 gauge. So let's kind of kick it off with those and get into the reasons why, you know, Benelli decided to bring that SV3 platform into a 12 gauge 3-inch only and the 20 gauge.
Yeah, you know, the Super Black Eagle is obviously our core product for Benelli. It's essentially what built us as a company here in the U.S. It's, you know, it's longevity in the market, its reputation, its performance. You know, we live and breathe Super Black Eagles at Benelli. Mm-hmm. You know, let me ask you the question, Chris. When I tell you Super Black Eagle, what do you think about? Like, what are the first couple of thoughts about that gun that come to your mind?
For me personally, I mean, I think I would probably say reliability.
Yeah.
I think that's probably right off the bat. I mean, that's the one thing that I'm going to say. And, you know, also, you know, for me, it automatically, I'm thinking inertia.
Yeah.
Because I shoot a variation of different guns and, you know, reliability and inertia. So that's probably what I would say personally.
Yeah. You know, those are pretty common answers. You know, we also, you know, hear like I ask this question a lot, right? And some people will just say best waterfowl shotgun. Other people will actually, kind of preface it and say best 3.5-inch waterfowl gun. Hmm. And that's really what we're trying to do is kind of break this 3.5-inch stigma, and man, that Super Black Eagle to be even more versatile. And, you know, kind of transition it away from the Super Magnum, to just simply the ultimate waterfowl gun for whatever your purpose may be, whether you're, you know, hunting birds close in timber, you're laying in the field, whether you're passing, you know, geese shots, whatever it may be, we're going to have a Super Black Eagle that fits you. And you know, it's funny, you know, at SHOT Show, actually, I can't tell you how many times people would come up to me and say, you know, hey, do you have a Super Black Eagle in 20 gauge? I mean, over the years, gosh, I had a dollar for every time that somebody asked me that. I don't know if we'd be talking right now. you know, and so, I mean, it's been there just begging us to do it all this time. And it's taken us a while to get our ducks in a row, you know, no pun intended, but, you know, we're pretty excited about it this year. And I think it's really good timing. You know, as you look at what's going on in the ammunition world and shooter preferences, you know, 20 gauge sales have been growing, as a percentage of the business, as a percentage of the market, the last several years. And that's being driven by a couple of things, I think, right? Maybe it's our waterfowl hunters are getting a little older. Maybe they're getting a little more refined. Maybe they're looking for a little more challenge. But it's also being driven a lot by the ammunition development.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Whether it's heavy shot or TSS or Boss, you name it, there's a lot of really good companies out there that are making ammunition that just performs like dynamite. So, you know, obviously the do everything is still going to be the 3.5-inch gun, because you can do just about everything with that gun. But we wanted to offer people, you know, get into those niches a little bit more with that Super Black Eagle reliability, with that same feature set, and kind of expand the Super Black Eagle to cover more bases.
What finishes are available, you know, with the 3-inch models?
We've got the full gambit. Obviously, we'll do black synthetic. We're going to do Realtree Max 5. We're going to do the Gore Optifade Timber. And we're going to do Mossy Oak Bottomlands. And that's in both 12 and 20 gauge. And we're also doing 26 and 28 inch barrels in both.
In both.
Yeah, in both. It's a ton of new SKUs that we're adding to the portfolio.
Nice. I'm a big fan of the 20 gauge with a 26 inch barrel.
You and me both.
And I'll tell you what, they're hard. They're difficult to find. But you know, I grew up, you know, shooting an old pump. I got it from when I was like 12 years old, shooting an old pump 20 gauge with a, you know, 26 inch barrel. Man, it's just natural for me. And, you know, it's hard to come across one of those. So that's cool. 26 inch barrel on that thing. That's exciting. Will any of these be available in the best treatment?
No, not initially. You know, obviously we're going to continue to expand the offering of best finished products, but right now we're still trying to grow the capacity, the number of guns that we can produce. Because, you know, if you recall from the conversation we had a while ago, there's literally only this one machine in the world that can produce mm-hmm. this finish. We have added a second machine, and I believe it's almost ready to go into production. And we do have some other new products that we can talk about here in a short time that do feature BEST, but we weren't ready to roll it out onto these particular guns yet.
Okay. And I have one question for it. I know this is going to be a really pressing question that you guys are probably going to have a million times over, because the popularity of the 20 gauge M2 mm-hmm. It has skyrocketed. I mean, most of the guys that I hunt with shoot an M2 20 gauge, and if they don't, they have one and they shoot it half the time, you know. I think the first question out for these guys are like, are they doing away with the M2? Like, what's going on with the M2? And what are the big differences between the M220 and, you know, the newer SB320?
That's a really fair question to ask, Chris. And you're absolutely right. The M2 platform, and both 12 and 20 gauge, mm-hmm. has been a great platform for us. It served us for a number of years. It does have a cult-like following out in the market. And the 20 gauge in particular. I can tell you for sure that it's not going anywhere. Okay. Benelli, one of our philosophies, if you will, is to not discontinue products. I'm not suggesting we are, but even if we did discontinue a product, we will support it indefinitely. Whether that means warranty service or parts availability, we still make parts for guns that were manufactured in the 60s. Right now the M2 is a mainstay in our portfolio. We're very pleased with it. It's not going to go anywhere. But over the last several years, you know, we've developed some new technologies and we've released some new guns. So we were kind of begging the question of when are you going to, you know, put these things into the M2? We decided to put all these new technologies into the Super Black Eagle and expand that portfolio instead of updating the M2 at this time. Again, I don't want to suggest the M2 is never going to be updated or that it's going anywhere. Just that for the time being, it's going to stay the way it is, and we're happy about that. The Super Black Eagle does have some pretty definitive advantages over the M2. For starters, it has the new bolt system in it, which is more reliable than the M2 bolt system was. We call that the easy locking system, which ensures that the bolt head is always locked in the battery should you, you know, bang it down in the pit real hard or get it caught on brush or something and you accidentally unlocked it, it'll automatically lock back up for you. So you're always ready to go. The Super Black Eagle 3s also feature an improved ComfortTech system, which reduces recoil even better than the M2 system does. It also features the ComTech, which is a cheek piece insert on the top of the stock that is like, man, it's like a pillow for your face. It is so comfortable. And you really don't feel any of that vibration or recoil in your cheekbone or jaw when you're shooting magnum loads. But the Super Black Eagle 3, 3-inch guns will have all of those features. They also have an improved shell latch, which makes them a little bit easier to load, which, if I'm being quite honest with you, was a complaint that I heard out of the M2 20 gauges, is that they were kind of stiff to load. Certainly a new gun, until it was good and broke in. These guns will load like butter right out of the box. And then, you know, outside of that, you've got the kind of overall better ergonomics and styling that the Super Black Eagle 3 has. I think folks that have handled that gun would say it's the best handling gun we've ever made. And we've carried all of that down into these 3-inch guns in the 12 and the 20 gauge.
Yeah. I mean, I shoot the SB3 3.5 now. So, I'm definitely going to have to look for a 20 gauge upgrade and a 20 gauge option to really, complete that set. And it's, you know, it's exciting. And I know, like I said, everything that you said when you first started talking about the M2, I think you relieved some people out there who are like, oh no, don't do away with the M2. So I just want to stress that again, you know, there's no plans to do away with the M2. You're just implementing the new technology, which is a part of Benelli's overall strategy, since they started making waterfowl guns. So
yeah, absolutely. One of our principles, or one of our rules, if you will, is we don't like to go backwards with our technology. Meaning if we develop something new, it's pretty unlikely that we're going to go back and put it into an older gun, but it'll be in all the new guns going forward. So, you know, when we talk about the Comb Tech or the new Comfort Tech or the easy locking bolt, yeah, we could have put those back into the M2, but that's not really how we like to do things. We like to come out with a new model that has new styling and is a whole new gun, if you will, for those new technologies. So, you know, it's entirely plausible that at some point in time, we will come out with a new M2. Obviously, we can't call it an M3 because we've already used that name on a tactical product. So we'll have to figure out some of those details if and when we get to that point. But, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. It'll stay, at the same price position it is today, which is kind of a sweet spot in the market. The Super Black Eagle 3-inch guns will be a little bit more expensive than the M2s. If people, if those features are important to you, it makes a lot of sense. It's certainly not a lot more money, but the M2 is definitely not going anywhere.
Yeah. And the SV3s, are you guys going to offer these newer ones, like in the performance shop models, or is that something that, people can do themselves? I know, those appear to be very popular when you guys announce those.
Yeah, they're very popular. At this moment, we don't have 3-inch Super Black Eagle 3s planned for the performance shop in 2021. We will be continuing the M2 models through 2021. You'll probably see those switch to the new.
You and your dog are a team. Fuel is best in the field and in life with Purina Pro Plan Sport. Made for hardworking dogs of all ages, every sport formula starts with real meat as the number one ingredient and is specifically formulated to support strength and stamina. Try it today and see why Pro Plan is the official dog food of Ducks Unlimited. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
It's guns next year.
You guys have some other new products as well that I know you guys want to talk about, and probably something that, like we talked about before we jumped on this call, something that walking through the aisles of SHOT Show, which obviously has been canceled and which was probably your guys' original launch plan for all of this, someone would walk up to the Benelli booth and see, multiple variations of your new products and have someone like yourself or, someone that works for you kind of walk each person through these new products. And I think that's a cool opportunity that we have with this podcast. We're basically substituting, a SHOT Show Benelli booth experience with this podcast. So I know you mentioned that you have the new Cordoba, and you want to talk about that?
Many, many years ago, we made our first Cordoba model, and it was very successful. And unfortunately, we didn't update it over time, and we launched some other guns that kind of crowded it out of the market. But we thought it was time to bring it back because it is a really neat gun. The Cordoba is obviously named after this town in Argentina where the hot spot of high volume dove shooting is. And that's really what this gun is kind of designed for, a high volume shooting experience. It's built off of our Ethos platform, which means it'll cycle the lightest loads out there. It has all the cool recoil features that the Super Black Eagle 3 does, Comfort Tech and Comb Tech. It's got the easy locking bolt and the shell latch. It's got all the great new technologies in it. But it's in this kind of like crossover type gun where it has a lot of sporting gun features for that high volume shooting experience, but it's all blacked out for a hunting environment. And we took it one step further this time around, and that is a gun that we're using the best finish on. So that Cordoba will be fully best treated, which is, as you may recall, has a 25-year warranty against rust and corrosion, essentially a bulletproof coating on a gun that's made to be beat up in high volume shooting environments. Something else that's new about the Cordoba that we've never done before is we're going to offer it in 28 gauge. So,
oh wow.
So yeah, so we've got a full spectrum here of 12, 20, and 28 gauge Cordobas that are essentially, you know, race hunting guns, if you will. They're really cool guns. They've got ported barrels, which, you know, duck hunters don't take that in a pit or a blind. People will kick you out. But if you're out in the open, that does work to keep that muzzle flip down and keep you on target. They've got wider, like Broadway style ribs on the top of the barrels, you know, with the sight channel all the way down on the, to keep your eye down, you know, on target. Just really cool guns. But you know, they are for that niche, for that guy that's going to Argentina and wants to take the best gun down there with him. This is it. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, he's going down there to shoot 8,000 rounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not have to be concerned with anything, one, his shoulder or, you know, or a jam or anything like that. So,
yeah, or ammo. I mean, because the ammo down there is notoriously terrible, right? You know, I don't want to pigeonhole it in that, you know, it's only free if you're going to Argentina. It would make a fine, you know, open area duck gun, or make a fine pheasant or, you know, upland hunting gun. That's just what it's kind of designed for, is high volume, but you can do a lot of cool things with it. Personally, I'm going to try and take that 28 gauge out and try and shoot some sea ducks with it, which is
like, yeah.
I must be glutton for punishment, because sea ducks are already hard enough to kill with a 12 gauge. And I'm going to take some boss loads and go see if I can shoot them with a 28. We'll see what happens.
Absolutely. You know, shoot them once and just have a handful of shells right there. And just, you know, as soon as they hit the water, just keep putting it on them. Cause man, they are tough to knock down, but you know, it's interesting that you go into the Cordoba with the 28 as the popularity of these. Like, you know, we've talked about the 20 gauge in the past, is how the popularity of that is just skyrocketing. Well, now, you know, I see more guys having a 28. Like, there's a case of 28 gauge bismuth at my duck club, and I'm like, what is going on? And one of the guys like shows up with a 28. And I'm like, okay, all right, I guess you're going to do this. So yeah, no, that's cool that now you guys have moved into that with that particular model, and good luck with the sea ducks on it. But
you know, you got to be responsible here, of course, right? You know, you're not going to shoot any duck at, you know, 45 yards with a 28 gauge, right? If you're doing something like that, you're not being a responsible hunter. But you know, in certain situations, you get them in close, you get them within range, a 28 gauge will definitely do the job. You just got to pick your shots and be patient. But you're right. A lot of folks are, again, we've already mentioned it, right? They're starting to go down in gauges, for a variety of different reasons because of this ammo that's available out there. And it's really good stuff.
No, and I've been in big water layout boats before where you're shooting them at 8 yards.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where just, and it, you could at halftime, you could hit them with a tennis ball racket, you know. You know, they're so close. So I think the 28 will definitely, you know, you shouldn't have any problems as long as you're choosing the right shot, which is half of the battle.
That's right.
So let's move on down the list here. You've got the Super Sport.
I do. Super Sport's a really cool gun. We've been selling Super Sports since what, 2003, I think it was. And it's really become our go-to sporting clays gun. You know, it has a pretty strong following out there. It's a pretty cool looking gun. It's got like a carbon fiber finish, and like a brushed nickel receiver, and a blue, shiny blue gloss barrel. And it really just pops. It's a really, really classy, good looking gun. And so we decided it was time to update that. Of course, we used our Ethos platform to build this gun out, because the Ethos, has, great reliability with any loads that you put into it. It has all the great features that we've been talking about in our new guns, the Comfort Tech, Comb Tech, easy loading, easy locking, all the great features. But this is just built to be, you know, that, you know, sporting clays, trap shooter, you know, clay target gun, if you will. It's really, in my opinion, it's the best, clays gun that we've ever made. for a number of reasons, but I'm pretty excited about it. It's available in 12, 20, and 28 gauge as well. I think folks are really going to like it. They should check it out if they're looking for a new Clay's gun.
Yeah, that's exciting. You were talking about that, and I was just thinking our last conversation, you know, we got into the 8.28 and the over and under. And a buddy of mine had called me after that conversation. He's like, man, he's like, you got to tell the guys from Benelli. He's like, they got to make one in Bottomlands, you know, and, you know, just call it the timber gun. And I was like, oh man, I was like, I'll tell him. I said, I don't know. He's like, oh dude, he's like, people would love that. So, I figured I'd drop that in there. Just a mention of the 8.28, well, it's not on this list, but it just dawned on me. You were talking about the super sport and sporting clays and all that. I figured I'd let you know. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I would bet, I don't remember our conversation well enough in my mind, but I would bet that I made some comments about how it is a reliable and strong enough gun to take duck hunting, because it truly is. I mean, it's a really pretty over and under. It's nickel and nice wood and shiny barrels. It's really an elegant gun that's, but the heart of it is a Benelli, which means you can beat the dickens out of it and it'll just keep working. So I've actually heard people ask me for camo 8.28s before. And I got, yeah. So here's the dilemma.
Let's open a can of worms here.
So here's the dilemma, right? Is, you know, our factory's in Italy. And those guys are very, proud of their artisan history. And they're, you know, very cultured, and they have this beautiful gun that they designed. And it's a challenging conversation to say, I want you to take this beautiful gun you designed and throw this Bottomlands camo on it. It'd be like, you know, I don't know, painting one of their kids green. It would just be a weird conversation. But I get it, right? I mean, the gun will hold up. The gun is absolutely suitable to beat up and take out in a timber situation or whatever you may have. I just don't know if we're going to do that.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll pass that along. And anybody else listening out there, you know, let's not ask any more questions about camo and that thing up.
No, I mean, hey, look, I'm more than happy to hear anybody's wild hair ideas about products, right? I mean, look, you got to get these ideas from somewhere. And rather than me pulling them out of the air, I'd rather listen to folks that are, you know, buying our products and what they want to see and what they would buy if we made it, right? I mean, that's how you got to make these product decisions. So I'm always open to ideas and questions, and that's a good one. And trust me, I've thought about it. I think before I did that, I'd have to do a synthetic stock version, right? Because we're not going to can the wood. You know, I'd be lying to you if I said that wasn't, you know, in the plan at some point in time. It's just too far away for me to even really talk about. But I think that would be the first step in making that product a reality, is let's do a synthetic stock one with this new Comfort Tech, like a stock on the SBE3 with comb tech and a synthetic forend, obviously. Let's throw Best on it and make it all matte black. And then maybe talk about throwing some camo on it, but that's a couple years down the road at best.
Cool. Hey man, that's awesome that you're even open to discuss it. So that's fun for me, and I'm sure fun for some of our listeners out there who may be very familiar with that conversation. and you know, one thing I want you to go ahead and run through, you know, you have some other new products that don't necessarily fall under that waterfowl line, or shotgunning line. You have a rifle line, new expansion on your rifle line, I should say. And while that's not necessarily my cup of tea by any means, I'm not as familiar with them. I'd really appreciate it if you just kind of run through that rifle line, just to let people know, you know, kind of give them a feel of what they would see, you know, if we were at SHOT Show and walking through the booths, and I'd be shooting little videos and, you know, maybe posting them on our social media accounts. But, you know, let our audience hear what you guys have as far as rifles.
Yeah, I'd love to, Chris. So last year, we did something completely different for Benelli. We launched our first ever bolt action centerfire rifle. we call it the Lupo, Benelli Lupo, which is an Italian word for wolf, by the way. Typical Benelli fashion, they spent years developing this product and developed and created new technologies to support it. We've known for a number of years that recoil reduction actually works better in center fire rifles than it does in shotguns. We were just trying to figure out when and how we were going to do that. So the Lupo is our bolt action rifle, and it is chock full of innovation and technology. But I want to stress, it's not innovation for the sake of innovation. There is real tangible benefits that you get from the innovations in this product. And I'll go through a couple of them with you real quick. So I mentioned recoil reduction. It's got our progressive comfort recoil reduction in the stock, which, you know, it sounds silly to say, but it literally turns a 30-06 into a gun you can plink with, which in, you know, today's ammunition environment may not be something you want to do. But the point is that a typical 30-06, you know, you put 20 rounds down range and you're done, right? This gun, I've comfortably shot it over 200 times in one sitting and was no worse for the wear, like no shoulder soreness, you know, no cheek soreness. I mean, my accuracy was maintained throughout the entire testing. Just a really comfortable gun to shoot. It also has this Comtech cheek piece. Which is again important in a Magnum centerfire rifle. But one of the most innovative features about this rifle is that it's built off of a chassis design. What that means is that it has a lower receiver that's made out of aluminum, and it has a stock and a forend, kind of like a shotgun does. Whereas a traditional bolt action has, you know, that hole from buttstock to the end of the forend is all one solid piece of plastic or wood or what have you. And using a chassis style build, it really solves all of the bedding issues that you have in traditional bolt action rifles. And bedding issues is one of the primary culprits to poor accuracy. A lot of these guns are bedded into plastic or they're bedded into wood, and those are soft materials. We're bedded directly into aluminum, and it's a steel on steel bedding system within the aluminum, which is just, it is the strongest bedding system out in the market, quite frankly. It's just rock solid. Then we take a precision, you know, cold hammer forged barrel, and we cryo treat it, which is another one of our Benelli technologies, cryo treating. I'd like to say that we invented it, but we didn't. cryo treating was actually invented, if I recall, on match grade rifles many, many, many years ago, because the inherent accuracy benefits that you get from cryo treating a barrel are pretty substantial. It relieves all the metal stresses from the barrel, makes them more accurate, makes them shoot hotter, shoot accurately hotter, I should say, makes them easier to clean. It reduces the amount of fouling that builds up over time. It just really works well on a rifle barrel. And then because we broke the stock and the forend off of the receiver, we've got some crazy adjustability built into this gun. You can adjust the drop, the cast, the length of pull, even the reach to the trigger, from the grip to the trigger, you can adjust the reach there so that trigger fits right on the pad of your finger instead of, you know, on the tip or on the knuckle. All these little things make the gun fit you better. So we're real excited to be continuing the expansion of the Lupo platform into these new calibers. We're launching 6.5 Creedmoor, 308 Winchester, and 243. Those will all be available this year. I think we'll all pretty happy to see the 6.5. It's kind of the hottest caliber out in the market. I have done some testing with this gun, and it's certainly going to meet their expectations. The accuracy is just phenomenal.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's cool to hear about the rifles. I mean, that's something that we don't necessarily get into, but with a complete new product launch from Benelli, it's just cool that you're able to provide that information on the podcast. One quick question though, kind of going back to the SB3, something that popped into my head. What's the MSRP on the 12 and the 20?
It's the same price, for 12 and 20 gauge. The black guns are going to MSRP at $16.99, and the camo guns, regardless of which camo, will be $17.99.
Awesome. Well, cool, man. Do you, you know, before I get you out of here, do you have any other new products, you know, from Benelli that you want to discuss? Or is anything we left off that you may want to bring up?
You know, that covers our new products for this year pretty well. You know, we're always looking for ideas and looking at new products. With any luck, I'll be out in the springtime here testing all the stuff we're going to launch for 2022. I think folks will be pretty excited to hear and see about those. Of course, I can't open that bag up today, but I hope to come back and do that later.
No, absolutely. And I know, you know, you kind of mentioned earlier that you're open. You're always open to hear from people. And I'm hoping that we can, you know, flood your inbox with emails. I'm going to have people email dupodcast@ducks.org. If you have any recommendations or any thoughts on the Benelli that you may want George to take a look at, and we'll go ahead and forward them over to you, and we'll just go ahead and fill your whole inbox up for the spring. That'll keep you busy, right?
Yeah, it will. And you know, Chris, I was honest and serious when I mentioned earlier that I love hearing from people, and hearing feedback and new ideas. You know, I would ask that we use a little bit of rational thinking in those requests. You know, we're not going to make an 8-gauge, and you know, we're not going to make side-by-side automatics or any crazy contraption that you've thought of in your garage when you've had a couple too many. But outside of that, I'm happy to hear any ideas or feedback on any of our products at any time. Please do let forward those over.
Yeah, you know, that's just want to stress that rational thoughts. But then you say rational thoughts with duck hunters. There's some gray area there for sure. And you're well aware of that.
I am. Oh, you know, and I mean, heck, over the course of time, you know, I've been presented some new products from the Italians that you wouldn't have thought of rationally, right? But they ended up being really cool. So sometimes those are good ideas. You just have to, you know, wait until you see the final product in some cases, I guess. But always happy to hear feedback.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Well, George, this has been great. This is something cool, you know, something that we've not ever done before. We're basically launching new products on the podcast, which is very unique. You know, like I'd mentioned earlier, everyone's going to see most of these new products in the July, August issue. They're going to get to, you know, really visualize those in the magazine and our new guns and gear issue. But it's really cool to have you. I hope you have some good success using that 28 gauge on those divers. That sounds like a fantastic hunt. And once again, I just want to thank you for joining me today.
You know, Chris, thanks for having me back. I really appreciate what you're doing here. And I appreciate all your listeners for supporting us. And just ask if you need any more info, you know, check us out on BenelliUSA.com. And I appreciate your consideration.
I'd like to thank my guest, George Thompson, the Director of Product Management for Benelli USA, for joining us today and really launching some of these new products here on the podcast with us. I'd like to thank our producer, Clay Baird, for getting the podcast together and sending it out to you. And I'd like to thank you, the listener, for joining us and supporting Wetlands Conservation.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the DU Podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit www.ducks.org/DU Podcast for resources based on today's topics, as well as access to more episodes. Opinions expressed by guests do not necessarily reflect those of Ducks Unlimited. Until next time, stay tuned to the Ducks.
You and your dog are a team. Fuel is best in the field and in life with Purina Pro Plan Sport. Made for hardworking dogs of all ages, every sport formula starts with real meat as the number one ingredient and is specifically formulated to support strength and stamina. Try it today and see why Pro Plan is the official dog food of Ducks Unlimited. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.